Hello and welcome to the new podcast from the Sixth Form College Solihull. This edition focuses on College Colours, which is an award scheme run at the college. So what exactly are College Colours? They're special awards which students can apply to the college for. In order to be successful with an application for College Colours, a student must demonstrate leadership, social responsibility and teamwork, and complete a stretch and challenge activity. Any student with a commendation from a member of staff, perhaps for excellent work or an action that has shown particular commitment to the college, can apply, provided they also have an attendance of 95% or higher and have no disciplinary issues on their record. To get College Colours, students have to show leadership, perhaps by way of participating in a sports team or a club outside of college. They also need to demonstrate social responsibility, such as having raised money for charity or having done voluntary work. Teamwork is also vital, and this could be demonstrated by way of participating in sport, drama or music, or another activity outside of college like cadets, scouts or a church group. Most students find the demanding part of a College Colours application comes from their stretch and challenge activity. However, this is also the most fun part too. This activity could be almost anything, so think creatively. From physical to academic challenges, if a student can think of a way they can challenge themselves, we'll accept it as part of their College Colours application. To give you an idea of the sort of things some students have either already done or are planning to do, we've got some College Colours students to talk about their experiences. Richard James is one student who has already received College Colours, and here he is to talk about his exciting stretch and challenge activity.
I cycled from John O'Groats to Land's End, like the whole of the country, over 14 days, just over 1,000 miles. I think I was a bit crazy at the time. We kind of thought up on our silver DV and thought, oh, let's do it for gold. And it was quite difficult. Yeah, fairly difficult. But after, it was incredible, like looking over it. I kind of just thought, well, I might as well. It's a good thing to go on my CV. It'd show universities that I've got involved and I've done this fantastic thing.
Fellow student Jade Whitehouse confined her challenge to the classroom, but instead of being the student, she was the teacher. Here's what she has to say about it.
I went to Meadowcream Primary School and I worked in a foundation unit with a small group of children who were ages 3 to 5. And the theme for the week was yellow, so I had to plan the morning session based around this theme. During the session, we did like yellow-based activities such as colouring sunflowers and filling in worksheets with yellow items such as ducks or bananas and sunshines. We colour collage little ducks as well, and they put these on the wall in a display. I also had to plan what we'd put on the tables or the floors as well as the main activities, and for these we put out stepping stones or jigsaws or the book corner or role play area, which is like a home corner. And for here we did lots of activities which would include in the morning session. I did it because I needed a stretch and challenge activity, and I could do this activity because I want to go into primary school teaching when I leave university, so the activity I think would help me with my degree, as I'd already do something that was based around what my degree would be about and I could use this activity in the future.
Those are just two examples of activities students have done for College Colours. There's lots more you can do. Logan Barton, for example, is planning to do a skydive and hopes to raise money for the charity Help for Heroes at the same time. Another student raised money for a trip to Romania where she completed voluntary work. Achieving College Colours looks great on your CV and can really boost applications for university or employment because it makes you stand out from the crowd. So if you're a student at the Sixth Form College Solihull and you want to join the select group of students with College Colours, talk to your academic coach about getting an application form. All the students who are successful in their application for College Colours will be invited to the Black Tie College Awards evening at the end of June, where they'll get a prize and a College Colours scarf. That's all for this edition. More podcasts will follow in the coming weeks and months, so look out for more news from the Sixth Form College Solihull.